Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi, and welcome to today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Lind Tigan, and today we're going to discuss one of the more common questions that I get from students and prospective clients, and that is, when I'm creating SEO content, who's more important? Am I writing for the ideal customer, or am I writing for the search engine? So let's start real quick. If you've listened to me for a while, you've probably heard me talk about the fact that I want you to write for your customer. I want you to provide value for your customer and to help them and to anticipate their questions. So the answer here is you write for your customer and the search engine. And I'm going to show you and talk about how we do that. So the very first thing I want you to understand is we always, always, always write for our audience. Keep them in mind with everything that you're doing and you will have a better end result. So if you've got an ideal customer profile you've created, you've given them a name, you've given them demographic and sociographic information, and you really know who they are, I want you to think about them as you're writing your content and really tell them what they need to know and share the information and the insights. That's going to help you more than anything because that's going to help you humanize your content, which is going to be very important. So how do we create great content that's going to connect with our customer and get found in Google? Remember, we need both. We need to help our customer and we need to help Google so we get found. So the very first thing we're going to do, step number one, we're going to choose a keyword before we write a single word of our blog post, before we outline our podcast or our video, before we do anything like this. We're going to choose a keyword that we want to use in that content piece. Now, it's going to be really important that you fully understand how you choose the right keyword. The right keyword is the one that is closely tied to your business, that your ideal customer is using, and that you can rank for at the top of Google. So if you choose a keyword that your ideal customer does not use, there's no audience. You will not get traffic. If you choose a keyword that your website cannot rank for, there may very well be an audience. However, they're not going to find you via Google, which means you're not going to get traffic. So it's really important that you choose the keyword that your ideal customer is using. This is really, really important too when we think about our brand terms or our market terms. You really want to make sure that the term you're using is the same term that your potential client is using. I do see this happen a lot where we have a term that we're focused on because that's the term that we use to describe our ideal client or to describe our ideal market. But it may not be the term they're using to describe themselves. And that's what I want you to be really cautious of, to make sure you're choosing the term that they're using. So if you run into a situation where you feel like my ideal customer keeps asking me for the wrong thing, pay really close attention to that because the wrong thing in your eyes is the right thing in their eyes, and that's what we need to be going after because that's what they're searching. I had an example that I share sometimes with this. I had a couple of them from corporate days. One was a British brand that was competing. They were coming to the US and trying to compete in the US market. And as a British brand, they sold items with very specific traditional British names. They sold jumpers, not sweaters. They sold trousers, not pants. They sold plimsolls, not sneakers. The problem is an American consumer doesn't know what a plimsoll is. They don't think of a sweater when they're hearing the word jumper, and they don't know that a trouser is necessarily a pant, especially for women. So they ran into an issue where they wanted to rank high for terms in the American market, but they wanted to continue to use their British terms, and that wasn't going to work. And so I had to talk to them about choosing, are you a British brand competing in the US market using British terms, or do you want to be a brand within the US market connecting with your consumer? And it was a hard decision for them because they wanted to stay true to who they were, but they also wanted to make headway in this market. Ultimately, they did make the decision to change their brand terminology for the US market and refer to products by the US names. And that did make a big difference for them. It did allow them to start to rank and to generate more traffic. So if that's a situation that you're running up against, I want you to make sure that you're using the term that your ideal customer is using. So once you've started, you're going to do your keyword research. You're going to find a term that is closely related to your ideal customer that they're using that your website can rank for. And if you're not sure if your website can rank for a particular term, make sure you listen to some of the other podcast episodes, especially the one about keywords and how your everything you know about them is wrong. That particular episode is going to dig into it and really help you understand. Or take my free class. That's going to teach you even more about how you understand which keyword to choose, okay? Because that's really, really important to the success of your program. So now you've got your keyword. You're going to choose an idea. You're going to use that to brainstorm an idea for your topic, okay? Because this way you know you can get traffic and there's an audience for this piece of content. So before you even begin to write, you're using that keyword research. You're doing that step first. Now you've got a great topic. You're going to write for your customer, your ideal customer. You're going to think about what information do they need to know for this particular topic. And so you're going to want to give them that and be helpful and anticipate their questions. If you're not sure what to cover, you can use a tool like ChatGPT. Take that keyword, take that title, and ask it to outline that topic for you. I've got a couple episodes I've done on ways you can leverage ChatGPT to help you to turn it into your SEO content research best friend. Like, go ahead and use it. Don't have it write your piece for you, but ask it to outline it. Or if you've got a piece you've started, ask it what else you could add. Is there anything that you should add that's semantically related? Because Google will look at that for additional ranking opportunities. So really use those tools to help you to create a great piece of content that addresses your ideal customer's needs. Your final step then is to optimize that piece of content using your SEO Quick Start Guide. If you don't have it yet, I have a super easy way for you to get it. You can either click the link that's in the notes, or you can go to the website, etchedmarketing.com/freebies, and you can get it from the freebies tab. Or the even easier one that I just got to work is a new chat funnel on Instagram. If you DM me the word SEO on Instagram at Etched Marketing Academy, DM me the word SEO, it'll automatically sign you up for that and send it to your inbox. How awesome is that? So you're going to do everything that I teach you in that SEO content quick start guide, and you're going to use the checklist on the last page. You're going to make sure you've used your keyword in your image file name for your photos, in your URL, in your title, in your header tags, in your copy, everywhere it's supposed to go. And then you're going to reread it out loud to yourself to make sure it sounds natural. If you've potentially stuffed your keyword, you've used it too many times, you're going to know, because you're going to trip over yourself as you're trying to read it out loud. So just go back and edit as necessary. Make sure you've used your keyword in that first paragraph and in your headers. Google's going to look in those areas to understand what your content piece is about. By doing this, choosing a keyword that you can rank for that has search demand that your ideal customer is using, by writing for your ideal customer and then optimizing for Google, you're going to get the absolute best results possible from your SEO content. If you have any questions about this, you know how to find me. DM me on Instagram, at Etched Marketing Academy. and I will answer them. I'd love to have you join me in Simple SEO Content if you are ready to learn even more about this and dig in. There's information on the website about that. Would love to have you there. Thanks so much. Have a great day. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @EtchedMarketingAcademy, and I will see you right back here next week.